among others those which allow for direct investment by U.S. companies in hotels.
We're going to have to cut it off there, Doug. And thank you so much for covering the Central and South American news. I want to thank the team, the Press Roundtable team, Yukari Miyamijo, Yuhas, Ibrahim Kazarini, and Doug Vaughn. The time is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time now for the Cabaret program.
Hi, welcome to Cabaret. You're listening to Madeline Cave, and I'm your host for this evening. And this is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins with Crowboy.
Thinking about what in the world do you want it all? You think it over, but nothing leaves your mouth. Hey, what's so bad about letting it out? Down the same old dusty road, you and I. Share with me. You think it over. I give a thousand pennies for just one thought. Believe it or not, I'd like to know. Down the same old dusty road, you and I, kicking up the clouds as we go by. You and I, every move we make, our skew is a clear blue sky. Talking about, did you just say what I thought you said? What'd you say? Think it over before blurting something like that right out. It breaks my heart what is in your head. In your head, down the same old dusty road, you and I. Clouds as we go by, down the same old dusty road, you and I, every move we make, obscures the sky, and the dust we make is getting in our eyes, every move we make, every chance. In a rock and wake, we're swerving side to side. Every move we make, every chance we take. In a rock and wake, we'll give it one more try. I ran into the ex-wife in Nashville, colliding with the reaches of my will. Though I had nothing to say, I said it anyway, and flew back hotel on the edge of town. She drifted through the door, cold wind blowing, chilling up the room as I was going. Well, I knew we'd have to meet, as I shivered in the heat, stood up, held my breath and said, hello, home. Here we are and go again, time to pay some dues. All she could think to say was, yeah, I remember you. What the hell was I thinking, throwing you a bone? I was out drinking, frowns alone. Though I had nothing to say, I said it anyway, in a Fleabag hotel on the edge of Nashville. Uh-huh, uh-huh. She's the one that charmed my heart with her voice way back when. Everything she said seemed to rattle in my head. I loved the way she cut the world aside. But when she had me in her heart, I was all but dead. If I tried to get away, she tightened on her prey, eyes rolling back in her head. Here we are and go again, time to pay some dues. All she could think to say was, yeah, I remember you. What the hell did I think then? Out drinking, proud and lonely. Though I had nothing to say, I said it anyway, in a Fleabag hotel on the edge of Nashville. Uh-huh, uh-huh. I liked you better before I ex-wife in Nashville, colliding with the reaches of my will. Though I had nothing to say, I said it anyway, and should have known that's how it would go down. What was I thinking, throwing you a bone? I was out drinking, browsing alone. Though I had nothing to say, I said it anyway, and that dirty, steamy, sleazy, no good Fleabag rat hole on the edge of Nashville. Uh-huh, 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 uh-huh. I liked you better before I knew you.
All right, we're going to slow it down here a second.
What's the name of this song?
Just... This song is called Burn in Hell. It's a happy little ditty.
Can we say Burn in Hell, Madeline?
Yeah, you can. I checked.
After that first two rockers, I have to tune just a little bit.
That's okay. Well, that's what this song is about.
I just decided not to.
It's a good title.
All right.
All right.
One, two, three.
Gonna burn in hell for all the things I've done, forsaking everyone in this world but me. I know it's wrong, that same old dancing song, but I just flail along, shouting out and out of key.
singing, I'll be damned. But damn, I'll burn bright from the flames I have fanned. With these pages I write, I'm gonna burn in hell for things I should not say. But I'll say them anyway, both in and out of fun. I should feel bad when I make people mad, but I keep on sleeping like a baby when each day is done. Dreaming I'll be damned, but damn, I'll burn bright from the flames I have fanned. With these pages I write, it's gonna be hot as the sun forever and for all I have done and done well. I'll be burning in hell. To send me on, he'll just shake his head as his lever sends me down, down, down to where I'll be damned. But damn, I'll burn bright from the flames I have fanned. With these pages done well, when I'm burning in hell.
Yeah, that's the Crowboy that I know and love here live in Cabaret on KGNU. Todd Redmond and Chris Smith, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you, Madeline, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Really, my pleasure. I just, you know, you both know I'm a big fan of you. I've known you both since, I think, 2010. And I had to remember I've got a microphone in front of me. Because usually when you guys
you're
are...
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm usually...
We don't mind the third part harmony.
We sound like a three-peat.
You would mind... You would mind it tonight, I can assure you. Anyway, it's great to see you both on this very hot,
hot
Colorado
toasty
day.
That's for sure.
Of course, well, you, listeners will have noticed that I'm Scottish, so this is like really hot for me.
I thought
me.
The heat was just affecting you. With your
well, mind. It's more yeah, right. being in the presence of greatness.
That's what it is.
Oh, but it's hot in the studio tonight. Hot music, that's wonderful. So I read one of the descriptions of your band, I think on your website or the Reverb Nation page, and it said, you know, everyone's always trying to put people in boxes, and I know you guys are very versatile, but one of the descriptions you had was Americana with a touch of barnyard.
It just seems to come out, you know.
The original idea behind that was describing it like a fine wine. It was like, you know, a hint of barnyard, you know, like
just a touch of aftertaste of Yes.
Well, I think it's a very, very apt description. And I mean, you're two of the nicest, like, gentlemen that I've ever met, and yet your songs have this kind of dark side to them and a dark humor.
Yeah, it seems to come out in the song somewhere.
Yeah,
at least it's a safe place.
That's the barnyard part.
Yes, the barnyard.
Well, I know that you're working on a new CD, but first, yes. I'd like you to tell me about those three songs that you've just sung.
Of course.
Sung.
Well, the first song what we played was called Think It Over, and that's from our EP that we did about 3 years ago already. Goodness.
Yeah.
And the album was called Kicking Up the Clouds, and that's the first song on it. We actually have a little overture, which has sort of a hint of all the musical songs in one little 30-second song, as if you were going to go to a theater and they're having an overture while you find your seat. Anyway, this is the first actual song that starts on the album, and it's basically...
You really should think it over. Most people don't think it over
before
they talk.
Think Before You Act is really the gist of that one.
And the next song, Ex-Wife.
Ex-Wife.
I liked you better before I knew you.
Yeah, this is when... if you meet one of your heroes, I don't know if people have had a chance to do that, and they don't meet your expectations, and it's sort of depressing. And so that's what that song is about.
Yeah. Wife being a metaphor for just anybody? Disillusion. You're like, it's based on a true story. And I don't want to name names, but it really did happen in Tennessee. And I met someone who I really admired up to that point, and she was just awful. Aww. So
so we wrote a song about her. Don't ever cross a songwriter.
Okay, no. You'll notice I'm being very, very nice to you guys. And then you did, this is from your season. Yeah.
On the next one coming up very, very shortly.
This is a classic country tune called Burn in Hell, sort of about a guy who... he knows he's going to hell, and he's pretty comfortable with it, really.
Yeah.
He's all right.
No apologies.
No apologies for what he's doing.
Great lyrics in all of your songs. So the songs that you're doing tonight on the show are all your own original music.
That's correct,
yeah. And I know that when you do like a three-hour set, that you've got enough of your own material, but you'll often include some covers. What kind of covers do you do?
Well, even the ones we like to do, we kind of... make them our own to an extent, mm-hmm. you know, anything from, you know, Steve Earle.
We'll do some punky stuff like X.
Yeah.
We'll do...
Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades by Motorhead. Yeah.
Country version of Motorhead.
So how long have you both been together? How did you get together?
Well, we were actually, when we were driving here, we were laughing because we met at a place like a block away from here working together.
It's a ceramics studio. That was just right off of Walnut here.
Now, I know Todd's a potter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why were you there?
I was a production artist. Thank you very much. I know what clay is. We became fast friends. And I was in a different band at the time. And Todd, great musician. We had a chemistry right from the bat. So once in a while at lunchtime, we would play guitar. If there was a mutual party, the guitars would come out.
I remember one party we went to... you know, we arrived at 9 or whatever and started playing, and I think I was on the drums and Chris was on bass, and then, later into the evening, we both made it to guitars, and then that was it. Like, it was 3 in the morning and people were sacked out on the sides, and we were still going happily, like, oh, there's something here, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
So.
And how long ago was that?
That was, I can't remember that far back. It was 10 or 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe more, but let's go with 10 or 12.
Sure. Yeah. But we've been friends much longer than that. And that's the other thing that people don't really understand about being in a group with Todd is it's like being with my best friend. You know, we hang out whether we're playing music or not. This is just icing on the cake. And it happens to be that we bounce ideas off of each other, and it feels great.
And actually how that the Burn in Hell song came about, because we were just messing around, and you know, when we're writing songs, we're just laughing and cracking up all the time. And so we always write really bad lyrics that no one can ever hear. So we're always like, well, we're going to burn in hell for that one, you know. And then we thought, oh, well, let's write a song.
I have the recording of us the moment we thought of it, and we were just busting out laughing.
When you're world famous, you can play that.
There you
and
go.
I know our mutual friend Tom Fairney. Tom is a songwriter in Scotland, and he always says how great it is to to co-write songs, and you guys do that so well.
Yeah, I mean, the other person comes up with stuff that you would never, you know, goes places that you would never think of, and so it just really broadens the horizon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at times it's a little tricky. Feelings get hurt and whatnot, but we're pretty good
but
by
we're
now.
We're not like the Gallagher brothers, yeah, exactly. You know, yeah. Like where they're like punching each other yeah. in the face. We're just like, I really think it should be this, right. It should be and not the, you know.
Well,
deep things like that, yeah.
Let's hear some more of these good
this next one is going to be on our new album. This is called Drive Right By. Do you want to know what it's about or just have us play it?
You can, whichever you would like to tell.
Let's just play it and we'll figure it out later.
Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I know you see me walking on the edge of town. I know you hear me barking, trying to flag you down. You might be thinking drinking made me lose my mind. Your taillights keep shrinking, leave me behind. You just drive right by. Well, you might think I'm crazy wearing this disguise. Think my mind is hazy behind these bloodshot eyes. My body's bent and broken, once you can't be found. That don't mean I'm meant to walk this barren ground. You just drive right by. Why do you just drive right by? Well, I've been walking for miles and miles. Won't someone take me home? Story, if you heard my side, you'd be stopping for me and offering a ride. Looks can be deceiving, just try to understand the reason for this bloodstained axe in my hand. You just drive right by. Why do you just drive right? I hear your engine knocking, I can tell you slow. You might be thinking drinking made me lose my mind, but it's been missing long before your headlights ever shine. You just drive right by. Why do you just drive right by?
So this is a country tune.
Oh, yeah. So
we're doing Centerline. Better tell my guitar player what song we're playing here.
We always wanted to write a trucker song, and we never really had the right one, you know. So one day we made it our goal. So we wanted to have that, just that old-timey twang. And this is called Centerline, yeah.
Well, I'm heading down the center line, Warren, Michigan one last time. Final run till I retire, and it's just another mile. In the middle of the afternoon, in the middle of the end of June, in the middle of our long hot traffic jam, swearing through a sigh. Man, I've been sitting here a while. Sometimes a crow sees a kill on the ground. He can't help it, he's going down. No time to mind all the traffic all around. He's following a center line. Oh, my heart ticking in time to the knocking of the block. Pumping like the pedals in this Peterbilt power train. Can it take the strain? So I've been looking for my center line. Been missing for the longest time. And I find where I've been going ain't a going very well. No use following the signs. Sometimes a cat sees a crow on the fly. He can't help it, he's gotta try. No time to mind how he's getting to the sky. He's following a center line. There he goes. So I'm driving down the center line, pushing cars on either side. Just unzipping that great divide, and it's just another mile. In this blazing haze, yeah, I've run out of ways, yeah. To turn the other cheek I've been sitting on for weeks, all for the sake of pay. Sometimes a dog sees a cat on the run. He can't help it, shoots like a gun. No time to mind all the food in his bowl. No time to mind how the hell he's getting home. He takes the good with the bad, high with the low. Faith from above and fire below. You pull a little from the left, a little from the right. A light a bit of middle till the center line's tight. The good with the bad, high with the low. Faith from above and fire below. You pull a little from the left, a little from the right. A light a bit of middle till the center line's tight. Yeah, a light a bit of middle till the center line's tight.
That
just yeah,
lucky guy.
All right,
maybe
lucky guy.
I get out my lucky cable.
He's the lucky guy. I feel I'm the lucky guy. I'm dancing along
lucky
here.
Gal.
Lucky gal.
Well, thank you for noticing, Chris. So you're the guys are tuning up here. I'm just going to mention that we said that Todd was a potter, so he exhibits himself.
Can you say that on the radio?
No, I definitely
no,
do not.
No,
do that.
I can. He exhibits his pottery in Boulder Potters Guild.
Yeah,
and
I'm a member of the Boulder Potters Guild, and I teach down at the Mizell Center in Denver. Mm-hmm. And I just want to shout out to all my Mizell friends that are probably listening right now, yeah. Carolyn Marquita and the gang.
And Chris yeah. works in Wood Song, so
I sure do. Hi to Rick, Sean, Chad. Even Garrett, I all the gang.
Marty sometimes.
Marty, well, yeah, he's Marty plays with us live. And by the way, not to change the subject, but we'll be playing tomorrow night at the Haystack Mountain.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to get ahead if you're
And Haystack Mountain is exactly where?
It's in Niwot. So if you go north on 63rd from the diagonal, go about 1 mile and turn left on Niwot Road, you'll see the big giant hill. It looks a lot like the North Barrack Law, actually. None of your listeners know what that means, but you do. And
it's an interesting geologic.
It is.
Figure.
And Haystack Mountain is it's part of a golf the golf
it
course
is,
there.
But they have a grill night every Wednesday.
They do. It's casual. I've been there before. It's a grill night. Great food, not expensive. And Crowboy will be on there if you like what you're hearing tonight.
It's a great place to just hang out and sit on the patio and
it's early. It's five
till
eight.
Yeah, and we'll be joined again by our good buddy Marty Humphreys, who plays with us a lot.
Yeah,
as a third harmony and excellent dobro. And we might be joined by a couple extra friends, but that's to be determined.
So Crowboys sometimes play as a, they play as a duo, a trio, and then sometimes a full band.
Yeah.
As I say, they're very versatile. They can be just kind of mellow, laid back, easy listening, or the great, big sound for dancing.
Yeah. And definitely with this new album, it is done. It's being mixed now by the very talented Jennifer Weiler, formerly of Sony.
Hi, Jen.
Get to work, Jen.
Yeah, go mix now.
Have you chosen a title for it yet? Are you still working
on
it?
We were fighting over that on the way over
All
here.
All right, we'll move on.
But the point, though, is that when we're actually going to be supporting this album, we're going to play with a full band.
Yeah.
So it'll be great.
And you can always check out crowboymusic.com. And we always have what we're doing there.
Yeah, I'll be telling folks soon all the places you can find them. And their CDs are available, of course, in all the usual places. And I'd also like to mention that you guys are looking for a barn, a nice barn somewhere, because they're going to be recording a music video. And so if anyone has a nice barn that they could, wouldn't mind loaning. Yeah, bound to be somebody out there with a barn.
Jim Burris, if you're listening, call me.
Anyway.
Let's talk.
Lucky Guy.
Yeah, this song's called Lucky Guy. It was on our previous album. Ready?
Sure. One, two, 3, 4. Lucky guy, baby, I'm a lucky guy. Lucky guy, God gleam in my eye. I'm never down, no, I ever cry. I never lose, even if I don't try. I don't know why I've been selected, or feel I've protected. Guess I'm just lucky that I'm lucky. Lucky guy, baby, I'm a lucky guy. People stare when I'm passing by. Must be my style, them with the shabby lies. They see me smile, stuck with a shabby wife. They don't know why I've been selected, don't feel I protected. Guess I'm just lucky that I'm lucky. Hey! Lucky guy, baby, I'm a lucky guy. Living fast, everyone slowly dies. The world's in flames, misery all around. But I don't care, none of that gets me down. I don't know why I've been selected, go through life protected. Guess I'm just lucky that I'm lucky. Well, I can go with the flow, I can go extra slow or crank it up. Man, I can work, I can play. Either way, babe, I'll feel your loving cup. So for a mask, catch my glance. Here's your chance to get lucky, baby. Now come get lucky with a lucky guy.
Crowboy live on Cabaret KGNU Radio. Thanks very much. While you're getting ready for your next set, I'm going to tell people where they can connect with you if they'd like to. Of course, you have a Facebook page.
Let me give you Todd's personal address.
Yeah, his phone number.
My phone number is.
Yeah. So your Facebook page. Now, a tip, if you're looking for Crowboy, look for Crowboy the band, and that will usually take you in the right direction. I know when I first was looking for them, I ended up with some punk rock band in Philadelphia or somewhere like that.
England,
so,
I think, actually.
Yeah, Crowboy the band.
We were first, though.
You were. You were. So Facebook, your Facebook page. You have a website, which is, you mentioned, Todd.
Crowboymusic.com.
And you're on Reverb Nation.
Yep.
And you can listen to a lot of your tracks on there. You have a Twitter account.
We do.
That they hardly ever
I don't know.
Use.
I'm a twit Twitter, yeah. On Twitter.
And shall I even mention Instagram?
We have one too.
There are like 5 pictures on there. What?
Yeah, yeah. These are musicians, of course. And so anyway, you can connect with them. If you like them, go to the best way, go to their Facebook page and like them on there. So these are guys, so they're not going to give a shout out to their moms and dads, but I am.
Okay.
And you can join me. So
I'd love to.
I know that John and Betty Redman are listening, so yep. I'd like to say hi.
I talked to Mom on the way here, and she said she had her radio all set, ready to go. And that was about an hour and a half before the show, so
well,
I'm sure she and Dad are just sitting there and enjoying it. So
well, hi
Mom and Dad.
Hi there, and to the entire Redmond clan, some of my favorite people. And also, well, Chris doesn't exactly have a clan, but he has a clan. The Smith clan, which is one of the biggest clans on the planet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As my dad would say, it's proof that Smiths make love, not war.
There you go. So hi to Mike Smith and your sister and the rest of your family.
Yay,
I hope that they are listening in. So I am going to let you guys continue with your next set.
Okay. Let's do that.
Yeah.
This one is called I Know What You Need. And we're doing a lot of the high energy stuff, but we'll play a slow one after this. But this one is on the new album.
And all of these are, you know, they're all fiction. So they're not really about us. And this is...
that sounds like a disclaimer.
Yeah, it is a bit of a disclaimer.
They have the nugget of truth to that. Like, you know, wouldn't it be funny if... Or they're like part of us, like you said, that we have a dark side. That's the sort of like the little movie theater where we can have these little stories about these interesting people.
Yeah.
This next one is one of those kind of things where it's somebody who's trying to help somebody else but is also pretty flawed themselves. So,
and is maybe controlling.
A little bit of a control thing, a little bit of a trying to help somebody, but...
Well, none of us know anybody
no,
like that, do we?
I don't know where we got...
So, yeah. All right. So this one is called I Know What You Need.
Ready? Save the kick.
All right. Let's see.
Ready?
Yeah.
I think I know just what you want, baby. I see it burning in your eyes. I know what you want, baby. You just want to get a rise. Lord knows you want attention, and you're seeking out some praise. Well, I've come and hit a mansion. I can see you through the haze. I think I know what you need, baby. You need someone to help you out. Someone to scrap the spot, the tension, and to pound your demons out. You need the real thing, not a denizen of sin. Those false gods go out and in. I can show you a better way than going down with them. Down with them. You're a lost little girl, lost pretty little girl. You know that I found you, baby, and I wanna take you. I think I know just what you want, baby. You know that I found you, baby, and I want to take you home. Well, I know who you are, baby. You're just a lamb in the snow. Yeah, you're pulling off wool skin to protect your soul. Well, the real thing's what you need, baby. ladder almost to the promised land.
Promised land.
You're a lost little girl, lost pretty little girl. And you know that I found you, baby, and I want to take you home. You're a lost little girl, lost pretty little girl. And you know that I found you, baby. Don't you know that I found you, baby, and I want to take you. I think I know, I think I know, I think I know just what you want.
Woo. That was one of your sort of heavier songs.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not sure I've heard that one before.
Sort of a rockabilly thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, on
it's
the cool.
Kind of
version,
have a slapback.
Yeah, it's more like a 50s sound on the actual album, and we haven't quite figured out how to do it as a duo. You know, we're still kind of ironing out all the little things.
Well, and I wanted to mention that your CDs are all full band sound.
They are.
You both play multiple instruments on CDs, and they're joined by some very talented friends as well. I know.
Yeah.
Marty plays on it, of course, that we talked about. Mm-hmm. My brother Craig is a drummer. Mm-hmm. He lives in Portland, so he flies in. He flew in special to play drums for us this time, so thank you, Craig. Who
Steel
else is
Pat.
On it?
Linda Flinkman played some incredible boogie-woogie piano on our song that has a gospel choir in it.
It's got a 60-piece gospel choir. We didn't go overboard or anything.
And then our good friend Annie Harrington played organ with a homemade Leslie speaker. Turned out great. Same song.
Pedal steel guitar, of course, is...
Chris Ramey. He is a spectacular musician. And so we knew the song we played earlier, Burn in Hell, had to have a pedal steel. You know, nothing else quite was right for it. So he very graciously did it, and it sounds amazing.
We went over and he knocked that one out pretty quick in about an hour, got all those parts down. And
well, I'm looking forward to hearing
you,
that new CD. I've heard, I think, all the songs live.
Yeah, and you were
looking forward to it.
You're part of the choir.
I am. Yeah.
the Corvus Choir. Corvus County Choir.
Yeah, that's right. I am. Yeah, that was a good fun evening.
That was fun. We just had a bunch of people over. My mom and dad were there, friends, family, relatives, and everybody just gathered in my living room, and we had a big choir. Everybody, we taught everybody the parts, and they sang their parts. So it sounds so great. It's going to be fun. So.
Looking forward to it. And now Haystack Mountain tomorrow night, 5 till 7. There's no cover charge. 5 till 8.
There's
sorry.
No cover charge.
No cover charge. Just coming.
There's a bar and food, so it's a nice night out.
You can even get a bag of balls and go smack them on the golf course if you want, and while you're listening to Crowboy.
Can you say that on the radio?
I just did.
So, and also don't be disillusioned or fooled by the fact that it's a golf course. They are the nicest people. It's family run, wonderful people, beautiful setting, very casual, and they've treated us so well
over the years. It's not a snooty place where they don't want you unless you have got a handicap of under 5
exactly.
or something.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
a real friendly.
No, we've gone out there just to hang out and have a beer, and it's fun.
So if you want to hear Crowboy, that's one place you can hear them tomorrow night. I'm going to invite you to play the next set here.
Well, we're going to slow it down a little bit here with a song we've had for a number of years now. Todd wrote this song,
and
much to my chagrin,
it.
You know, because everyone who knows me knows that I love Charles Schulz and I love Halloween. And so, many years ago, I did a Halloween album where I thought, well, it'd be fun to do Halloween carols. And I wrote a number of them just for fun. And then I asked friends of mine to submit any of their Halloween songs. So Todd submitted this song, and I got teary-eyed because it's like, I wish I had written that song. Like, it was just so moving to me, you know?
Oh, that's
so,
nice.
But anyway, so I insisted and that we've played this over the years because it's too good for me to not play it. So
well, thank you very
enough,
much. It's sort of a wow, thank you.
Yeah.
It's
$5.
Yeah, it's a Halloween thing. It's a Halloween song, so don't forget this around Halloween.
Yeah.
Call your local radio station and ask for it.
Mm. Charlie Brown. He finally put Lucy down. She'll never scream again. No, she'll never shout. 'Cause old Charlie Brown finally put her lights out. Mouth is like a cave, her eyes were black as the night. There was little in her soul that ever shone any light. She never cut him any slack for that Christmas tree. Why wouldn't she let poor Charlie be? For his trust was great and his faith was strong. But when she held that ball, Lord, he knew something was wrong. But he took a deep breath and trusted his luck. Little did he know she didn't. Princess rang the bell. The pirate asked for a treat. While up in her room, Charlie pulled back the sheet. He thought of that tree. He thought of his kite. He shot her in the head on Halloween night. Sounded like this. So the great pumpkin came to the patch after all. Blood was cold, just like the night in fall. In the open field, there was not a sound. Her body lay stiff upon the ground. Hooray, hooray for Charlie Brown. He finally put Lucy down. She'll never scream again. No, she'll never shout. 'Cause old Charlie Brown finally put her lights out. Thank you.
Chucky's Revenge. Crowboy here live on Cabaret KGNU. And Todd, I know that you're from quite a musical family. You just mentioned that your brother is a drummer.
Yeah.
I know your mom sings and plays guitar.
My dad sings, and my sister plays piano, and my older brother sings, although he doesn't like to in front of anybody, but he does sing. So yeah, we all play. And I grew up in a small little farming town in Illinois, and there wasn't a lot to do on a Friday night, so Mom would just play these old country western songs for us, you know, and those are just great times, and I remember sitting around and listening to those all the time and learning those, so it comes pretty naturally.
So was it your mom's guitar, the first guitar that you picked up? How did you get into
it? Yeah, it was. Well, of course, my older brother started playing it, and then, you know, the younger brother has to do it too, so I kind of copied everything that Craig did, so and so we both sort of learned to play guitar, and I got this beautiful guitar. This is a handmade Washburn guitar, and actually we were out here skiing on vacation one time for like a week, and we went back home, and it had been just a horrible cold spell in the Midwest, and we opened the door, and this gush of moist air came at us, and we're like, oh no. So we walk in, and the room with the piano and all the guitars and everything, the pipes had broken above it, and it just rained down on them for, you know, probably days for sure. So we turned it into the insurance, and he's like, well, go buy another guitar. So Mom said, Todd, why don't you pick one out? So
woo-hoo.
Yeah, woo-hoo. So I went to the store, and I'm like, you know, I played a bunch of them, and I saw one sitting in a corner. I'm like, what is that one? And the guy's like, well, that's a custom-made Washburn. So I said, yes, I want to try to play that one. And now Chris and I play it, and I beat it up, but I love this guitar. So thanks, Mom and Dad, for letting me.
And you have a banjo in with you tonight as well.
Yeah, that actually belongs to one of my neighbors that I've had for 15 years now.
Yeah, you got a loan of it for a weekend, probably.
Note to self, don't loan Todd anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, guitar, banjo, I've heard you play a bit of electric guitar. What else?
Yeah, sometimes we play electric. I'll play drums sometimes.
A lot of the songs on our new album, Todd played drums as well, because his brother Craig.
And Chris, I know, I mean, I love listening to you play the electric guitar, especially, but you play the acoustic guitar, and I think your favorite is the bass.
It is that is my favorite to play. I just, there's something about finding a pocket with a drummer, having a nice low foundation. I don't know why, but I mean, I like to write on guitar, like writing songs, but bass is just...
In a perfect world,
that's what I would play full-time.
The most fun.
Yeah.
Chris is like the most tasteful guitarist that I know. He's one of the best guitarists that I know and the most tasteful. Like, if you listen to his parts, there's not any fat on there at all, you know. Just like everything that is needed is right there. And that's not easy to do, because when I grab a guitar, I'm all over that thing. And it's a different style, but Chris is just a really great guitarist. I'm so lucky to have him for sure.
And
I'm a blushing.
Oh, yeah, well, you are. Oh, shucks. So are you from a musical family as well, or how did you get into
last time,
music?
Okay, I got grief because we did a radio show a couple years ago, and I think I was asked the same question, and I said, not really, and my dad gave me a hard time. I'm sorry, Dad. You know, he imitates Elvis really well. And my grandfather on my mom's side used to do perfect impressions of like Dean Martin.
Not
like
really?
He could really sing, although it was never ever a career thing. So there are traces of it in our family.
Showmanship there.
Exactly. And then further back on my dad's side, my great-great-grandmother was, you know, Miss Petaluma in the 20s, and she could play anything by ear, like anything
really?
By rote. So there's traces of it. In my immediate family, it wasn't like we sat around singing songs like Todd's family did.
Yeah, Todd.
They're like the Waltons. It makes me sick.
Yeah.
Thanks, John Boy. Good night, John Boy.
Not that I had a bad childhood. I love you, Dad. I love everybody. Yeah, sorry. But we didn't have that.
Yeah, I know. I
my
understand.
Musical discovery sort of was on my own there.
Well, I know that you do most of your performances are in the Boulder area, and you're looking to go further afield. So, you know, if anybody wants to get in touch, they can, I guess, Facebook's really the best way.
Facebook, crowboymusic.com, however you can find us. We would love to hear
from you. We've done a lot of house concerts that are really fun.
Yeah, aren't house concerts fun?
Yeah, they're really fun, and they're intimate, and yeah, everybody just has a great time there, as we do too.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. We're happy.
Well, I'm going to have you play out with,
Do we have time for two, maybe,
but certainly one more song.
I think
anyway.
One more. We should have saved that Chuck's Revenge for the last, because it kind of drifts at the end there, but we're thinking,
okay,
since talking about family and everything,
else.
This song's about Todd's drunk grandmother.
Oh, I love this song. Tell the story.
Well,
she's not a drunk, but it was a funny moment in time.
She maybe had too much one night, and she came home and had to get up. This was in Iowa. They were farmers, she and Grandpa. So she got up the next morning, was really hurting, and went out and fed the chicks and milked the cows and did that stuff. And then she thought, well, maybe I can just get on the tractor and plow, and you know, I can do that. So she got going, and she realized she could get the tractor going and the plow down and go in a straight line and kind of doze off for a while, and then wake up by the time she got to the end of the road, turn it around, get going again. Well, one time she woke up and she was right at the fence, so she slammed on the brakes quick and got everything stopped, and she's like, oh my gosh, that was so close. And then she looked over, and her neighbor farmer was sitting on his tractor right next to her looking at her, and she thought, well, what's he doing in my field? And she looked back, and there was a huge zigzag pattern across her field and across the neighbor's field, and the guy was just shaking his head.
She was in the neighbor's field. Well, I want to say thanks to you both very much for coming in.
Thank you, Madeline.
I'd like to thank George and Jake for doing
all the sound here tonight.
Up next is Danielle with Corriente. You're listening to Madeline Cave here with Cabaret on KGNU and Crowboy.
I dug roads with the back of my plow. Work's done for now, let's go downtown. That's what I said in the falling light. Let's have a round of fun tonight. Have a round of fun tonight. We went to dirt and changed our clothes, off to where the good stuff flows. We danced all night in the street. Lights are bright under my feet, shining right under my feet. Got my head in a bucket, but my hands are on the plow. Got my head in a bucket, but my hands are on the plow. Well, I'm horse barking at the stars, pickled and the doors ajar. Been stumbling home for too long. Whippoorwill just sang a song. Whippoorwill just sang a song. We slept an hour up at dawn, in our clothes and out the door. I fed the chicks and milked the cow, wishing I was them somehow, wishing I was them right now. Got my head in a bucket, but my hands are on the plow. Got my head in a bucket, put my hands around the plow. We drank as we drove to distraction. We sank as we fell in a dream. Focused on soul satisfaction. We've got to play some steam.
track to behind the wheel. Only the dead know how I feel. Takes all I have to attend that road. A single line straight down my hole. Single line straight down my hole. The neighbor gave a knowing smile. I've been sleeping quite a while. Crooked line across the hill. Waking up in the neighbor's field. Waking up in the neighbor's field. Got my head in a bucket, but my hands are on the plow. Got my head in a bucket, but my